My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hey, episode 35, and it has been a while. I am sorry for that. This is appropriate now, I think, this podcast, talking about despite the odds. Despite the odds. And, you know, the UK is in lockdown. Most of the world is in some sort of lockdown, different levels of that, I'm sure. But, you know, these are some scary times. These are some challenging times. We are going to have increased challenges. And whether that is because you are in the right marketplace at the right time and it's hard to meet demand and, you know, you're selling out and everything's great and your money's never been better and that's fantastic, but that's not everyone's reality. Some realities are going to be the opposite of that. They are going to be that they have no money, that they've had to close the front doors of the business. They're relying on the government funds and schemes and grants that they're handed out. And, you know, you're going to have some people who are challenged because they can't produce their product fast enough, is selling out. You're going to have some people challenged because they have got nothing to do and yet they are so willing to work and they want to achieve despite what's going on. But, you know, circumstances are as such. And so there are going to be two levels of this. There are going to be those people sitting on the one side of the fence and the other side of the fence. And listen, one side won't feel bad for the other side or won't, you know, feel embarrassed because there is the other side. There is always two sides to a coin. And that's just the way it is. But what we do need to do is react to any challenges, whether they are kind of good challenges or bad challenges, in the right way. And there are going to be lots of inspiring stories, definitely, that come out of this time that we are living in. And, you know, I, for one, can be really, really honest with you. And some challenges I just rise up and I really, you know, kind of jump over them and deal with them face on and plow through them and sit in my captain's seat and click in my seatbelt and ride through the storm. And then other ones, you know, I don't cope with so well. I don't cope with my sister's health so well. I find it really, really tough because I can't do anything about it and I hate the lack of control. And so I find that really, really challenging. Business challenges, yeah, mostly I find them like, yeah, it's business. We have challenges. There are ups and downs and we get through those. So I deal with those slightly better. But things that are completely and utterly out of my control, like somebody else's health, you know, somebody else's behavior, somebody else's actions, I can't do anything about those things. I find those particularly tough. So that's just me being honest with you in terms of what I find tough. But what I know is that to cope with these things better, I need to become better. I need to work on me more. I need to take the opportunity, take the time to read more, to learn more, to pick something new that not challenges me too much. Like, you know, I know that it's okay to feel sad in these times. It's okay to acknowledge, like, this is shit. It's okay to feel a little bit sorry for myself, even though I feel more sorry for my sis. And other people, by the way, who are going through these health challenges, especially, you know, with what's the current situation, let's just say. And it's okay to acknowledge that times are like that. But what we have to do is I have to work out how I can grow still in these times. And I was looking at people who had been successful, who had overcome adversity, because let's be honest, that's what you and I find inspiring. We don't necessarily find inspiring like, oh, hey, I was born into this amazingly wealthy family and then I became amazingly wealthy. Like, wow, that's awesome. It's like, no, you think, well, that's not my reality. So come on, give me some stories of that. Well, I tell you, there are lots of people way worse off that you can find inspiring stories of. If that's the thing that, you know, inspires you. We can look at a couple of people. I'm only just going to give you a couple of people that you know really, really well that have overcome the odds. One of my favorite people in the world is Oprah Winfrey. I mean, she is just incredible. She was born into poverty. She experienced considerable hardship that most of us will never, ever experience in our lifetimes. I mean, just a little snippet of hers is that she was raped at age 9. She became pregnant at age 14. She lost her son. He died in infancy. And those are things that most of us will never, never have to deal with in our lifetime. There'll be challenges that never mount up to that. Yet, despite that, she hosted a multi-award winning talk show, the Oprah Winfrey Show. I know she was ranked one of the richest African Americans of the 20th century, which I never understand why. Like, she is just one of the richest Americans of the 20th century. So it doesn't matter what she, you know, what color you are, but she's amazing. She is one of the greatest philanthropists in American history. She's, you know, reached billionaire status. And she's also, according to some assessments, I would agree, one of the most influential women in the world, despite the odds, despite what she went through. Sylvester Stallone, I mean, he was born with paralysis in parts of his face because his mum had forceps used and they were misused. And that resulted in the lower left side of his face being paralysed, part of his lip, his tongue, his chin. And he had kind of like a snarling look, they describe it. I don't think it's snarling, but yeah, that's what they describe it as, a slightly slurred speech. But yet, look what happened. Actually, his biggest challenge probably became the most distinctive thing he is known for and probably contributed to his success. But it didn't have to. That's what he used it for. He's won 3 Oscars, I think. 10 nominations. He's been in Rambo, Rocky. He's got the State of Philadelphia Art Museum, the Steps of Philadelphia Art Museum named after him. Tom Cruise, look at Tom Cruise, grew up in near poverty. Family was totally dominated by a really, really abusive father. But look what he achieved, despite the odds. Despite the odds. People like Albert Einstein couldn't get a job in physics for 2 years after his graduation. Passed over for promotion many, many times. But, I mean, he's not just well-known. Like, the world wouldn't be the way it is without his findings. And so you look at these people and you think, wow, you know, do you want even a quarter of what they have? Do you want even a quarter of what they've succeeded at? Do you want even a quarter of what they've achieved? Probably not. But they did it. So let's think of how we can change these difficult, challenging, tough times, and we can draw on them, a bit like drawing some Calpol. We can suck out of these times what it is that we need to move forward in a better way. I mean, we can use this time for thought. I don't think too much. You've got to take some action. But, you know, for thought, what do you want? What do you want to change? What do you want to be different? I am sick to death of moaning about being fat. I am 2 stone overweight. I drink more than I should. A couple of nights a week, I'll have some gin and tonic or some wine just because I can, you know, and it's ridiculous. And I say, like, oh, you know, I use some excuse, like, oh, well, my sister's ill. Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's nice to be sociable. Oh, well, I don't have to get up in the morning because I'm my own boss. So, you know, I can put all those excuses in place and I can say, well, you know, coronavirus was stuck in the house. There's not much to do. You know, I can't go to the gym. I never went to the gym before. Who am I trying to kid? You know what I mean? I never went to the gym before. So am I going to use this time to use that as an excuse? Well, I very easily could do. I'm not going to do that. I decided a few days ago, in fact, like, I am changing things. I am using this time to look back and say, oh my gosh, do you remember? It was tough, but that's when I lost my weight. That's when I got back to feeling like me. That's when I got some confidence back. That's when I had the most amazing time with my son. That's when I taught him to ride a bike. That's when, you know, and there's all of these things. I'm also, lots of you have heard me, my thing that I always say to myself in my head is 1, 2, 3, change it. I am all about stop moaning and change it. And I have moaned for long enough. I can have a word with myself and be honest and say, like, that's enough now. 1, 2, 3, change it. So health-wise, definitely, I always looked after my immune system. But, you know, I could look after it better. I could eat better food. I could not drink alcohol. I could, you know, do those kind of things. I could read more books. I could take more time for me. I could do that if I say, like, that's what I need to do and that's what I'm making the most of this time for, to put me in better habits, to make sure that I am not wasting this time being one of those people like, I'm just gonna watch Netflix, I'm just gonna chill out, I'm gonna build my knowledge in my business. I am going to learn some new skills. I'm going to finish writing my book, my three books, actually. I got three books on the go. I am going to finish writing them in this time. It's something I wanted to do. I'm going to do it. And if your thing is simply getting more active, you can stand in front of, move your sofas and whatever, and you can stand in front of Joe Wicks in the morning or some YouTube channel, or if you're in the virtual village in the fitness center, there is free workouts every single day in there. You can become more active. It doesn't matter what situation you're in right now, then there is some step forward you can take. You can read a book online that's free. You can watch YouTube videos to learn some new skills. There is always a way to make things slightly more positive, to look on the brighter side, but you make a choice. You make a choice whether you do that, whether you succeed despite the odds, whether you learn something new despite the odds, whether you take on a new challenge despite the odds. It is up to you. And we can take this time to think about what we want to get out of it. What is something, you know, that you've always wanted to do? What is something you've always wanted to learn? Who have you always aspired to be like? That actually now you can take some steps forward. These times are crazy and unprecedented times, but I promise you're going to look back at them regardless. But how you look back at them depends on how you react right now. The decisions you make right now. The choices you make right now, make them the right choices, make them the right decisions, make a change now. 1, 2, 3, change it. I send huge love to you guys, especially our frontline workers and those of you who are, you know, having some challenges right now. Huge love to you from me and my family wholeheartedly. And we'll see you on the next episode. Go change it.
This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.